Word of the Lord this morning. Very familiar scripture to us. The Bible says, "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box," hallelujah, "and poured it on his head." Did I say Mark 13? Where are y'all at? Let's go to 14. We want to get on the same train here. Mark chapter 14 and verse number 3. Y'all forgive me for that little mess up right there. My note says 14, but I'm seeing double this morning or something. Let's start with verse 3 again. "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, saying, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Would you pray with me before you're seated, Lord? Thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your goodness to us. Help us, Lord, as we go to your word, that you would anoint us and bless us today. Pray that your spirit would be upon us. Pray, God, that you would help us to receive from your word. As you have already anointed your word, I know that your word is anointed, but I pray for that special anointing from heaven, God, that touches us in a way where we're not the same when we leave and after we've heard your word spoken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach this morning on simply, it is not wasted. It is not wasted. They said, why was this waste? The Bible says that it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and given to the poor. This was a very large sum of money in that day. Amen. This would have been close to, they say, commentators and Bible scholars say, close to a year's wages for the average working man. Close to a year's wages worth of value for the average working man. And she came, this is what it was worth, and there was a box holding it. The Bible said she broke the box. Just in case somebody thought she was going to keep a little for herself, she broke the box. Hallelujah. It's all for the Lord and none for me. Amen. I don't need this box anymore. I'm not going to take any for myself. Amen. It's all to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that God wants us to give all to Him. Others looked at her, amen, and said, what a waste. What a waste. You know that people will look at your life and say, what a waste serving God. I'm going to tell you something. It's not wasted. Hallelujah. Jesus said, leave her alone. Praise God. Why are y'all troubling her? She have done what she could. You know, I'm telling you, amen, sometimes we can't do, amen, as much as others. Amen. Sometimes we look at others and say, oh, I wish I could do what they do for God or work for God or give or be a blessing. Amen. But the Bible said she done what she could. And I believe that if every one of us will do what we can, hallelujah, and just do what we can do, God doesn't require no more than what we can do. Hallelujah. Amen. She hath done what she could. He said everywhere in the world. Glory to God. Everywhere that the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, this woman will be spoken of. And what she has done will be spoken of for a memorial of her. He said she came before to anoint my body for the burial. You ever seen how, amen, some people, and it may not be this case and everything, but you know, I mean, they'll just wait till somebody's dead to give them their roses. Or to give them their honor. You know, she came before he died. Hallelujah. You can be a blessing. Amen. I know sometimes, you know, if we're not careful, I mean, treat people bad and everything. Then when they die, man, we just, you know, think they're or just carry on like they're the greatest. I heard about one old boy at a funeral. He was up there talking about the one in the casket. He ran up there. He said, can I look? He said, I think I'm at the wrong funeral. He said, I'm going to make sure this is my brother in there. He said, they're saying all these good things about him. I'm not sure that this is the right guy. He said, y'all mind opening that up and me look again, make sure this is him. But, amen, we try to pin our roses on everybody after they're gone. But you know what? She didn't wait till he was gone. She said, I'm going to bless him right now. You know, we can be good to family and friends and parents and loved ones while they're alive. Hallelujah. Instead of waiting till they're gone. That's not my message this morning. You just got that for free. Hallelujah. Just threw that in. Why was it wasted? It's not a waste, Jesus said. This is not wasted. Wait a minute. It's worth more than 300 pence. Amen. It's not wasted. She hath wrought a good work. Amen. Good deeds are seen by God. God sees our work of labor. Amen. I want to preach about three things this morning, if the Lord will help me and let you go here shortly. Amen. And I want to preach about your worship and sacrifice is not wasted. Hallelujah. Your prayers and fasting is not wasted. And then your labor is not wasted. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody come in here today and the devil said, oh, it's just a waste. Everything you're praying about is just a waste. There's no reason. Friend, it's not wasted. Amen. God hears every prayer that's prayed. Hallelujah. God sees everyone that comes and sacrifices to Him. Praise God. The Bible said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Hallelujah. God will accept it. Amen. Holy and acceptable unto God. It is not wasted. A life lived for God is not wasted. I'll tell you what's wasted is a life lived for the devil. I've never seen or heard of one Christian get down to dying and say, oh, I wish I wouldn't have served the Lord. I've never heard of one saint of God get ready to cross over, amen, into the other world and say, amen, oh, I wish I wouldn't have prayed. Oh, I wish I wouldn't have went to church. Oh, I wish I wouldn't. No, you'll never hear of it, amen, because it's not wasted. Because there's a reward in heaven that far outseeds every trial and every test, every bad day, every good day, amen, can't even compare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said the sufferings that we have in this world are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. Which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good
good, hallelujah, and acceptable, hallelujah. Praise God. What is that good and perfect will of God? Glory to God. I've got to turn over here. Amen. Prove what is that good. There's the word again. And acceptable. Glory to God. It is not wasted. She broke the box and Jesus accepted it. And perfect will of God. Acceptable is used twice in this. Your sacrifice. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Cain brought what he tilled up out of the ground. Amen. Abel was a keeper of sheep. In the process of time, it came to pass in Genesis 4 that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. We've got to do, amen, what God wants us to do. But unto Cain and unto his offering he had not respect. Cain was wroth, and his countenance fell. I mean, he's mad. Amen. The Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, come on now. Hallelujah. She broke the box. Amen. She didn't just give him half. Oh no, she gave him all. Glory to God. Amen. The old missionary told, amen, about years ago, I believe it was in Indonesia many years ago, said that, amen, here was this lady going down to the temple. Amen. And she had a crippled child, and she had a child just a bouncing and a running beside her. She's a going down to the temple of the heathen god. Amen. They would throw their children in the fire and burn them. Amen. To appease that god. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. Here she goes down. Amen. Carrying this crippled child. Amen. The old missionary said sometime later she comes out of the temple still carrying the crippled child. Amen. Bringing the old crippled child back. The little child that bounced around, amen, was gone. She said, oh no. She said, honey, you didn't burn. You didn't throw that child in the fire. Oh yes. You know, this was their worship to this heathen, amen, God. Amen. And oh, she said, why didn't you give him your crippled child? That woman's eyes got wide. She said, oh no, my God always gets my best. Amen. Amen. And here we are as Christians. Amen. We give the living God what's left over. Hallelujah. Instead of giving him what's best. Amen. Abel brought the best to God. And it was accepted. I believe that we ought to bring our best to the Lord. Break the box this morning in worship in your life and hold nothing back. Amen. And God will bless you. The Bible said, if you do well, if you've done what you could. Amen. She did what she could. God won't require nothing more than what we can do. Thou shalt be accepted. Hallelujah. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. That's why it's important, brother and sister, to break the box. Hallelujah. Thank God the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 11 that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Glory to God. I'm talking about it's not wasted. Oh, look at your brother there, Cain. Abel, look at Cain. All he's bringing is those old dried up taters. Amen. All he's bringing is something just he's throwed out. It's not his best. Oh, friend, God always accepts our best. He wouldn't accept Cain's offering because it was not his best. Hallelujah. You know what? Amen. Look, you don't have to do so much. That's the lie of the devil. Amen. You don't have to put so much into it. You don't have to live right. Amen. And our society is going to hell in a handbasket. Amen. Because we haven't told our children the truth. Amen. I've said it before. Amen. When I was raised, we was taught that choices had consequences. I remember the story of the three little pigs. I know the kids are over there, but we got grandpas and grandmas in here. You know the story of the three little pigs. One of them built his house out of straw. Well, you know what happened to the pig who built his house out of straw? When I was a kid, he got ate up by the big bad wolf. He got ate up. The one that built his house out of twigs, he got ate up by the big bad wolf. That pig that took the effort to build his house out of brick. Come on now, y'all. We got some grandpas and grandmas in here, don't we? Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I was reading my kids' books the other day? I was reading that. And the pig that built his house out of straw, you won't believe it. In that book, the big bad wolf blew his house down, but he takes off running down to the house with the brick. Now, I'm not going to write Dr. Seuss or nothing to start some big protest or nothing like that, but the point was made to me, if we're not careful, we're teaching the next generation your choices. You can get by without the consequences. But when I was a kid, amen, my eyes scared of the big bad wolf because he ate up the little pig who built his house out of straw. Now I'm going to tell you something, children, brothers and sisters, today you make a choice that's wrong. You'll find your life in the mouth of a evil beast who has no mercy. Satan himself, he destroys families and homes. He wrecks and ruins children's lives. He leaves people broken and wounded and on their way to a devil's hell. Amen. That's why we've got to do our best. A house of straw won't do it. A house on the sand won't do it. Amen. You got to build your house on the rock. And out of the rock, Christ Jesus is the rock. Amen. And it is not wasted. Worship is not wasted. The Bible said that there was 10 lepers. Y'all know the story. Lord, help me this morning. Jesus come, there were 10 lepers stood afar off, lifted up their voice, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus saw them, said, go show yourself to the priest. As they went, they were cleansed. The power of God is still at work today. One of them, come on church, one of them, amen, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, hallelujah, glorified God. Amen, your worship is not wasted. Hallelujah, with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Jesus said, we're not 10 cleansed. Where are the 9? Amen. Where are the 9? Save this stranger that has returned to give glory to God. He said, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. You know what leprosy did? It ate away. It would eat away their ears, deform their face, eat away their fingers. They would have stubs of bones sticking out. Horrible sights. Amen. You know what? I may be going, stretching on out here, but the Bible said, Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. The others was cleansed, but he was made whole. Hallelujah. The others, amen, still had their ears ate off. Amen. But God restored him whole because he gave thanks to God. It is not wasted. I know y'all heard that story. Amen. About the man. Hallelujah. I may not get it just right. But he, you know, come into the church. Amen. He was getting a little loud and worshiping, praising God. Different ones. He was getting on different ones' nerves. You know how he would holler out and shout around, praise God. Amen. So the deacon board decided it's going to go out and visit him. Amen. I know y'all have heard this story. So they come out to the field. He was out plowing with his mules. Amen. They come on down there. Amen. Said, brother, we need to talk to you. Hallelujah. Said, you've been getting a little loud in the church. Amen. We want to know if you could quieten it down. He said, I want you more is to know. Amen. I was just out here plowing. Amen. Looking up at the sky. Amen. Seeing that my God created all this. Created the ground that I'm a-tilling. Amen. Gave me these old mules when I didn't have nothing. Gave me my family when I didn't have nothing. He said, boys, if y'all don't mind to hold my mules just a little while, I'm going to go ahead and shout right now. He said, because God's been so good to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. When I think of the goodness of God, when I think how he picked me up and turned my life around, when I think of how he cleansed me from leprosy, that old evil sin disease that had me bound and I could be in hell, I have to say, amen, pardon me a moment while I have a little jubilee. I want to break the box this morning. I want to worship God. I said, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and it's like fire in my bones.
Why is this waste? It's not wasted. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I said it's not wasted. Worship. Amen. The ark of God. Hallelujah. Was down there outside of Israel. David said, bring it back. They put it on a brand new cart. Oh, hallelujah. I know David meant well, but you got to do it God's way. Hallelujah. Amen. The ark shook right there at that threshold. The thresh floor right there. Amen. And that man stuck his hand out. Uzzah stuck his hand out and God killed him. They moved that ark right down there. Amen. David said, I can't bring the ark to Jerusalem. There ain't no way. The Bible said, God bless the house. Hallelujah. What was his name? I can't remember his name, but God bless him. I can hear David. Amen. In his house saying, woo, where'd y'all get these watermelons? I can see him bringing in some groceries. Man, where'd you get them squash? Big, you know, I'm talking about when God blesses, God blesses. I said, man, let me taste some of that. He said, where we get it? We got it from the garden. They've got so much down there, they're giving it away. That's where the ark of God is. Brother and sister, if you'll move the ark of God in your house, God will bless it. Amen. If you'll move God in your house, amen, but God won't dwell with two gods because Dagon fell down, amen, before the ark in the Philistines, amen, temple. Amen. They set him back up. Would you serve a God who couldn't even get up on his own? Well, they did. They went in there and set him up. The next day they come in and his hands was broke off and his head was broke off. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a God that can bless. Amen. And a God that can anoint. But when you move the power of the Holy Ghost in your home, the devil's going to stir things up. Amen. Bible said when that ark came in the next time, they was carrying it on the priest's shoulders. Just like God said, you had to move it. God said, when you move this ark, said, here's what you do. Said, put it up on the priest's shoulders. I'm telling you, if you want the power of God, you got to put your shoulder to the wheel. Hallelujah. It's not easy. Amen. Sometimes, but it sure is worth it. It's going to take more than love, peace, and chicken grease. It's going to take more than strawberry pie and a fancy sermon. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, it is not wasted. Amen. Every step they took, David felt more of the power of God. And the Bible said when the ark came into Jerusalem, that David danced before the Lord with all. Come on now. Did it say part? Amen. No, with all his might. Amen. I'm going to break the box. Because God said it's not wasted. Amen. Friend, your worship and sacrifice is not wasted. Your prayers are not wasted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Zacharias is in the temple. John the Baptist, dad. He's in the temple. just doing his regular thing. And the Bible says the whole multitude of the people were praying. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw him, was troubled, fear fell on him. The angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard." Woo! I'm going to tell you something. It was so drastic. It was such a drastic thing. Amen. Elizabeth had never had no children. Did not have no children. Amen. This is, hallelujah, major thing to this wife. Zacharias, he didn't even want to believe it. It was so unbelievable. But with God, all things are possible, church. Amen. But he hadn't stopped praying. Brother Curtis, I don't know if he would just keep praying because it was a habit. My, I'd love to get in a habit of prayer. Woo! I remember when I was a teenager, an evangelist come by and preached, and he said, it takes 21 days to create a habit. He said, I feel the Lord telling me to, for you, amen, to pray for an hour a day for 21 days. I took that promise, amen, to God at that altar that night, Sister Doris, and my life was forever changed. Friend, create a habit of prayer. Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. Wait a minute, Elizabeth's old. You're going to have a son. You're going to call his name John. He's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Amen. And he's going to be a light. He's going to be the voice of one preparing the way for the Son of God. Hallelujah. Your prayer is heard. Amen. I want you to know this morning, church. I want you to know, Mama. I want you to know, Daddy. I want you to know, preacher. Amen. Your prayer is heard. The devil said it's wasted. You're wasting your time fasting. You're wasting your time crying out to God. You're wasting your time praying for those children. Shut up, lying devil. Come on. Hallelujah. Be quiet, lying devil. Hallelujah. Amen. My prayers are not wasted. I serve the God that answers prayer. He answers prayer in the morning. He answers prayer in the middle of the night. Amen. Your prayers are not wasted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your prayers are not wasted. Your fasting is not wasted. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Preacher friend in Oklahoma, he said, amen, oh God help us. Said he was going down the road and he looked over and he saw a real estate sign. Now this is what he said. He pastors in, up in Sand Springs. He said, I saw a real estate sign. He said, amen, I saw a man's name on there that was to a brother of a man I used to run with. And he said, we was wild. He said, I hadn't thought about him in years. He said, but I saw that real estate sign and that agent's name. He said, it reminded me of a man. Hallelujah. I'm talking about your prayers are not wasted. He said, we used to drink and carry on. Now I'm saved. He said, I thought about him. I couldn't get him off my mind. He said, I drove over to that real estate agent sign, called the number and said, hey, is your brother so? He said, yeah. He said, man, I hadn't talked to him. He said, he's in the hospital dying. He said, where at? He said, I drove straight from that sign to the hospital. He said, I walked in that hospital room and whatever his name was and said, hey, you remember me? Oh, yeah. He said, I'm a preacher now. He said, we talked for a while. Hallelujah. He said, we prayed. Amen. God touched him and blessed him. He said, I believe he got right. He said, I walked out of that hospital room. He said, wait. He said, I got to ask you something. I don't know any of your family. He said, did anybody pray for you? Did you have anybody? He said, because God sure did set this up today. He said, he began to cry. He said, my mama's been dead for years. He said, but she begged God to save me. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I knew why. I was driving down the road and the Holy Ghost had me see the real estate sign. Amen. Wouldn't let it leave my mind. Come on. God knows how to work it out. You know why? Because somebody's prayers was not wasted. I'm telling you, I serve a God that answers prayer, and he always answers prayer. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in Kilgore Walmart some years ago. Amen. I asked, I see this girl whose brother had come to church a few times. His name was Joseph. I said, where's he at? She said, you hadn't heard he had a motorcycle wreck. He's in Mother Francis at Tyler. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, he's on life support. Don't look like he's going to make it. Brother Mike might not remember, but we took off to that hospital that afternoon. We went over there and saw him. Went in there. Here he lay on the hospital bed. Amen. Sick. On life support. I don't even know if he knew he was there. We prayed over him. Prayed with the family. Hallelujah. Prayed that God would touch him. I went back the next day. He was sitting up on the edge of the bed. He said, God's touched me. Now I'm going home. The family was amazed. God had touched him. Hallelujah. The family had been there for weeks. I'm taking too long. I'm preaching on your prayers. They're not wasted this morning. They had made friends in the waiting room. They said, would you please go in and pray? Hallelujah. I know it wasn't me. It was just God. He said, would you please go in there and pray? Amen. For this man over here. They're from Texarkana and their preacher ain't here, but he's in bad shape. I went in there with that family and I saw a sight I'll never forget. Amen. He had fallen. He was a large man. He had fallen from a ladder on concrete and his body was busted up. He had such swelling in his head and his body that they had cut him to allow the swelling to go. And it was such a sight. Amen. It's a horrible sight. I prayed a little prayer with him. He was in a medical induced coma, I guess, or he's out, you know, whatever. Amen. On life support. And I said, where y'all from? They said, we're from out of Texarkana. And we're from a place called Falk. Well, y'all know there's Fairland Church there at Falk. And so my brother married a girl from there. So I said, well, okay, y'all. So I had his name wrote down. I got in the car and I called my brother. I said, hey, I was over here at the hospital and told him. And he said, Sam, that man's a backslider. Said he used to shout and praise God and speak in tongues. Said he knows about God. Said he's dying. And they won't let us come because the family never did like the homeless people. Man, I turned that car. I'll never forget turning that car right around there on Beckham Drive. Now I pulled up. They wasn't no family there because the visiting hours was over. I buzzed that buzzer and I said, this is the preacher. I'd like to go in such and such room. I went back in that room. Nobody was there. I got in his ear. I called his name. I said, you better pray. You're fixing to meet God. You better pray. You're fixing to stand before God. Hallelujah. All I know is his arm tightened up like this. And tears begin to run out of this eye right here. And Sister Doris, I felt the Holy Ghost in that room as we prayed the sinner's prayer. Amen. And he mumbled and jumbled something. Amen. I'm not his judge, but I know a God that answers prayer. Hallelujah. It was just a little while longer. I was up at Falk. Amen. I told Brother Mike's brother the story. He got up. Stop the service. We're sitting in church talking. Amen. He stopped the service. He said, wait a minute. Brother, he was already dead. He died just a few times, just a little while after that day or the next day, maybe a few days later. Said, Brother Sam has something to tell. I told the story. That church began to worship God and praise God. He was working for a man in that church who's done gone on to glory now. Amen. They began to praise God. They said, you didn't know, but we was begging God to save him before he went to hell. Amen. You know what? Here's the gist of the story. God had a boy have a motorcycle wreck so he could get me in that hospital because he knew they wouldn't let those come. But I got in there and began to talk to him. Amen. He raised him up off the bed. Amen. And healed him and sent him home. The boy that had a motorcycle wreck never came back to church one time. I don't know where he is. Amen. But God got me in that room. Hey, God has got one step ahead of the devil, and he can reach your loved ones when you don't know he's reaching them. Your prayers are not wasted. God will save lost children. God will deliver from alcohol and drugs, and God will pull them out of the fire. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. It is not wasted. Woo! Cornelius, Peter's sitting on the rooftop hungry. He could smell that fried chicken. Why was it fried chicken? Because Peter was a preacher and they was fixing fried chicken for him. While he's hungry, while he's waiting, the Bible said he got hungry. Y'all know he saw the trance. The sheep come down, rise up, meat. Oh no, I've never ate no bacon. I'm a Jew. What I have cleansed, call not unclean. Three times, glory to God. Woo! Then the Spirit told Peter, men seek you from Joppa. Go with them and don't doubt nothing. What was it? An angel had appeared to Cornelius and said, thy prayer is heard and your alms have been received before God. Cornelius was a fasting and a praying, God, give us the truth. Peter got there, everybody. Amen. Was gathered in the house. Peter began to preach. Hallelujah. They didn't wait for the altar call. They didn't wait for the invitation. The Spirit began to fall on them while he was a preacher. I'm talking about your prayer is heard this morning. God hears prayer. It is not wasted. David Jeremiah tells that story about the man coming out of World War II hitchhiking from Houston up to he come out and hitchhiking from Houston up to St. Louis. Cadillac pulls over. He's a man that served the Lord in the war. He's discharged. He's hitchhiking home in the 40s. A black Cadillac pulls up, gets in. He said, when I got in the car, he said, the Lord told me, talk to him about his soul. He said, I could tell by the way he was talking, he wasn't a Christian. He said, I knew the way he acted, he wasn't right. He said, I said, Lord, as soon as I talk to him, he'll kick me out of this car. I'm going to wait until I get most of the ride in. He said, we got where he was going to have to go towards Chicago and I was going towards St. Louis. And he said, I looked at him and said, sir, I want to talk to you about your soul. He said, he pulled the car over just like I thought. But instead of saying, get out, he began to weep and said, my wife is a godly woman. She's prayed for me for years. Today I want to get saved. Said he prayed through wonderfully right there in the car. He said, we joked about how I wish I would have told him before. He said, we rejoiced in the Lord the next part of the trip. And I got out of the car and he went on to Chicago. But he said he scribbled down his name and information and his enterprise. Said, if you're ever in Chicago, look me up. He said, some years later, I was in Chicago and I went to the address. Sure enough, there was the name on the door. I knocked and asked if I could see the man. Said, he's no longer here, but you can see his wife. He walked in, saw his wife. Said, sir, my husband has passed away. He's gone. She said, do you remember when you picked him up? Yeah. Said, do you remember the date? Said, yeah. Said, I'll never forget the day I was discharged from the army. And he called the date out. Said, her eyes got wild. And said, did anything in particular happen that day? He said, I looked at her and I thought, she's not serving God. I can tell by her manner of speech and talking, she's not serving the Lord. He said, should I tell her about him getting saved? He said, I sure did. He said, I said, yes, there was one thing. Said he gave his heart to God. Said the wife began to weep uncontrollably and said, my husband was killed in the car before he ever made it home that day. And said, I thought God didn't answer my prayer and I turned my back on God, quit church and gave up and never prayed again. And the whole time God had heard her prayer and saved him in the nick of time before he ever made it home. I'm telling you, God's in control and he hears prayer and your prayer is not wasted. Amen, Cornelius. Amen, thy prayer's heard. Amen, hallelujah. I'm out of time this morning. Amen, but last of all, your labor is not wasted. What you do for God is not wasted. What you give to God is not wasted. Oh, I'd like to do this or that. Amen. can just do what you can. Hallelujah. I can't be a disciple, but I can give this alabaster box of ointment. The Bible says that the whole house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You know, when you give your best to God, others are going to smell the sacrifice. Others are going to see what you've done. Amen. Do what you can. Labor in the vineyard for God.
It is not wasted. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Glory to God. I feel the Lord here this morning. It's not wasted. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Bethany's playing. I'm going to tell you one more. Praise God. The old missionary riding the boat back. Amen. Retiring from the mission field. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know which president it was. Amen. That had secretly got on that ship in London. Amen. When he had changed ships and come to find out he's riding back from England with the President of the United States. The old missionary. Amen. Pulls up to dock there in New York City, I believe. Hallelujah. This was many years ago.
All the crowd is waiting.
As back those days, it took days for travel. Amen. Months maybe to cross the ocean. And the whole crowd is waiting for the president. They lower the red carpet and roll it out. They cheer. He gives a speech. All of these things. Then the old missionary, almost the last one to get off, wobbles down the plank. Looks around. He's give his life to God. He's wore his body out on a foreign field, eating food that his body couldn't handle. He's won souls to God, and not one person is there to greet him. He goes over and sits down on a park bench and begins to weep. And he says, God, I've given you my life. And I come home and nobody's here to greet me. The old missionary said the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, you're not home yet. He said, I was sitting on the bench thinking about all those cheering crowds for the president when he got off. And then thinking about my life. And he said, I thought, surely God, after I've given my life to you, when I come home, they'd be cheering crowds. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost said, you're not home yet. Just wait till you step on those streets of gold. And the angel choir begins to sing and says, another soldier has come home. You might not get recognized here, brother, but your labor is not wasted. Nobody may ever put roses on you here, but your labor is not wasted. Hallelujah. Stand together with me this morning. I'm preaching to you this morning on it is not wasted. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness to us, God, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Raise your hands, church. Worship God. It is not wasted this morning. It is not wasted. Your prayers are not wasted. Your tears are caught in a bottle with God. I love you, Lord, this morning, and I praise you. Every child of God, every saint of God, everyone here today, God, I thank you for it, Jesus. God, that feels like they've just wasted. It could have been used so much better in another area. Their prayers are of no use, God. The devil says they're never going to get saved. You're wasting your time. God, you're saying leave her alone. Leave her alone, devil. Leave him alone, devil.
The Lord says, it is not wasted. Thank you, Jesus. Can we gather in here this morning for a time of prayer? I don't know how to give this altar call this morning. But you need prayer this morning. You've given to God. You've prayed. The enemy's discouraging you. It's not wasted. Thank you, Jesus.